You are welcome to the Niger Filmmaker, a podcast about Nigerian filmmakers, their films, and how we can build a diverse and functional industry. I'm your host, Saleh Gott.
On this episode, I'll be talking about the growth mindset versus the fixed mindset and how this applies to your film career. If you're a new listener, you're welcome and I hope you enjoy. I'd like to say that I missed you guys and, you know, putting out these episodes and properly back to finish this season and also, you know, work on a new season for your enjoyment. So hope you forgive me. And now to the topic of today. The growth mindset and fixed mindset are usually used to describe individuals' beliefs about learning, intelligence, and their ability to develop and improve. These mindsets influence how people approach challenges, setbacks, and the pursuit of their goals. So now I'm going to give a comparison between the two ideas. So the growth mindset stems from a belief in learning and development, and the fixed mindset is rooted in the belief that traits and abilities are fixed. Are you a director of photography that is highly sought after? You might feel that you have no reason to improve yourself, but there's always room for growth. You can decide to learn how to operate the new camera system, deconstruct the science of color, or explore underwater cinematography. These improvements to your craft will make your skill set very rare. So the second point about the two mindsets is that people with growth mindset embrace challenges because it's a chance to improve, while people with fixed mindsets avoid challenges as they view it as a threat that will uncover their lack of inherent ability. You might be a production designer tasked with solving some creative challenges on set, but rather than fully engaging the challenge, you choose to make excuses at every turn. It's only a matter of time before collaborators realize that it is your fixed mindset that is holding back their production. As a writer, you have been writing for several years and have received good feedback on your scripts, but no one has actually produced any of your scripts. However, you can decide to, you know, keep going and even create more exceptional work, believing that your big break will come. People with growth mindset are open to feedback as a valuable input for improvement, while people with fixed mindset are defensive to feedback as they view it as a judgment of their abilities. As a director, always be willing to learn from audience feedback on your previous film before making another to avoid making the same mistakes. As a director, you have to close the gap between your taste and how well you execute your projects, as this enables you to truly express yourself. People with growth mindset are inspired by other people's successes and use it as motivation and proof that abilities can be developed over time. However, people with fixed mindset view the success of others as a threat to their position and a poor reflection of their abilities. As a producer, you don't need to be threatened by other successful films. You might have started your filmography with a small film, but with a proven track record, you can scale your productions to blockbuster level. You can also consider collaborating with more experienced and well-connected producers. The growth mindset fosters adaptability and openness to try different strategies and also learn from successes and failures, while the fixed mindset is rooted in resistance to change and reluctance to try new things. As an actor, you might have learned your craft with a particular approach that works for you, but you should be open and humble enough to learn and adapt to whichever production you're on, rather than challenging your directors or producers. It is clear that the growth mindset is the more rewarding mindset of the two. With a growth mindset, you are focused on marginally improving your abilities with every day that passes, steering clear of unproductive comparisons, always up for a new challenge and trusting the process, believing that with hard work, commitment, and a willingness to learn, your wildest dreams can come true. So I challenge you to, you know, set clearly defined goals and have a genuine curiosity in learning. The only way is up, and the sky is vast enough to accommodate millions of stars.
We have come to the end of this episode. Remember to rate and review the podcast. You can also follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Selegor Film and the podcast at the Niger Film Pod to share your feedback. You can now support the podcast by visiting the website to donate. See you on the next episode. Have a good one.